رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من خلع يدا من طاعة لقي الله يوم القيامة ولا حجة له ومن مات وليس في عنقه بيعة مات ميتة جاهلية رواه مسلم وفي رواية له ومن مات وهو مفارق للجماعة فإنه يموت ميتة جاهلية Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the person who withdraws his hands from obedience will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection while having no evidence for himself. The person who passes away while having no pledge of allegiance paid to anyone will have died a death of ignorance. And another narration of his states, the person who dies while remaining aloof from the main body of Muslims will have died a death of ignorance. When Anas radi Allah ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam isma'u wa ti'u in istu'mila alaykum 'abdun habashiyyun fa inna ra'sa zabiba wa huwa Bukhari. When Anas radi Allah ta'ala narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen and obey, even if an Abyssinian slave, African slave whose head is like that of a raisin, is appointed over you. So Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen and obey, even if a Abyssinian slave whose head is like that of a raisin is appointed over you. Nabi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayka as-sam'u wa at-ta'a fi usrik wa yusrik wa man shatitik wa makrahik wa atharatin alayka. Rawah Muslim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is incumbent on you to listen and obey, whether it is difficult or easy for you, whether it appeals to you or not, and even if the leaders give preference to others over you. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is incumbent on you to listen and obey, whether it is difficult or easy for you, whether it appeals to you or not, and even if the leaders give preference to others over you. So the first hadith, Yaman Khala Yadam min ta'ati lakiyo. So when there's a Khalifatul Muslimin, Amirul Mu'mineen, it's necessary, bait with him, and then obedience to him. Imam Mahdi comes, then we'll have to do bait to him. And obedience. How much obedience? Everything. Unless the disobedience of Allah is concerned. Everything, obey him. Even if there's preference of others, even this. If we look at Islamic history, bloodshed between Muslims started at the end of Hazrat Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time, and then at the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Jang-e-Jamal, Jang-e-Siffin happened. Even though many historians, and if they're biased or they're Shia, they obviously they'll talk all nonsense, but the wars that happened, Allah meant them to happen. It was good for us to, we know how to behave if we have ikhtilaf between Muslims. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu's party is totally right. Hazrat Zubair, Hazrat Amija, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu's party is totally right. Sahaba. We love them all. And we love them all to the maximum. But why? Look, when there's an Amir appointed, no matter what happens, if an Amir is obeyed, no matter what happens. Now, then why was the another party disobeying the Amir? Who was the Amir? Say Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was the Amir then. He was Amir al-Muslimin. But why did, because the Quran, in Ijtihad, the Quran says, well, if there should be retaliation, Hazrat Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is assassinated. There's qisas. وَكَتَبْنَا عَلِهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسِ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنِ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالْأَنْفِ بِالْأَنْفِ وَالْأُذْنِ بِالْأُذْنِ وَالسِّنِ بِالسِّنِ وَالْجُرُوحِ قِصَاص. So there's qisas. يَا إِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصُ فِي الْقَتْلَى الْحُرُّ بِالْحُرُّ وَالْعَبْدُ بِالْعَبْدِ. So these ayahs of the Holy Quran, they have to be put. And Hazrat Ali was Hazrat Ali. He knew the ayahs too. Here the Sahabas knew the ayahs too. But Sahabas were like this. One Sahabi would come to another Sahabi. You do it like this. Who cares what he does? I saw Rasulullah do it like this. So hujjah for them and everything. Perfect. So they're all perfect. This is why if somebody prays salat like this, prays salat like this, everybody's right. Understand? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'een were like that. And it was for them, it was right. But then, you see these hadith? Once there's bait of a khalifa, once a person has made amir, once you make an amir, khalas, you go out in jamaat and there's an amir. The amir's itaat is so necessary. About the Akabir Mashaykh, Hazrat Maulana Hamid Hassan, in the pious, this is about 70, 80, 90 years ago of our Akabir day when they went out. So one was pointed amir. And he said, look, I see that you are not so healthy and we're in suffer. I command that you sleep at night and you don't wake up for tahajjud. So he goes, at night, he came crying, pressing the leg of the Amir, and he said, for Allah's sake, since I took bait to my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, 57 years ago, Alhamdulillah, I've never missed the Tahajjud. Please, Amir Sahib, let me pray the Tahajjud. He was crying. He said, go pray the Tahajjud. You know, people who go in Jamaat, they say, itaat of Amir, that's a very small Amir. He died in Jamaat Amir. Amirul Mu'mineen, Khalifatul Muslimin. So look at Rasulullah's hadith. Even if why? Because once he's made Amir, Allah made him Amir, he's responsible if he does zulm. But then look at the bloodshed that took place in between the Muslim Ummah after that. And from then until today, bloodshed. After Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu shahadat, when the Baghis entered, chopped his wife's hand, Hazrat Naila radiallahu anhu, and his Uthman was reading the Quran. He saw the day before, or the day before, Rasulullah s.a.w. Uthman, you want to break your fast with us? Yes, Ya Rasulullah. But he told his wife, today I'll break my fast with Rasulullah s.a.w. And I'll be shaheed today. And 40 days they kept him. They didn't let him drink water from the well that he gave to the Muslim Ummah. Huh? And then after that, the blood doors opened for the Ummah. After that, never have they stopped between the Ummah. And this was the three du'as that Rasulullah ﷺ made, and this du'a was rejected. This du'a of Rasulullah ﷺ was rejected from Allah, for the Muslim Ummah. But remember that. Whenever there's somebody responsible, take him. He's responsible with Allah. If he done something with his nafs, he made a decision with his nafs, that's his problem. But you, as long as everybody obeys, there's not going to be bloodshed in that. So now, na'uzu billah, we can never ever have the slightest state. I can't say this, that na'uzu billah, Ammijan, Hazrat Aisha, and Hazrat Zubayr, the other Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, disobeyed. No, astaghfirullah. But a lesson for us, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, subhanallah, see how much sense it makes? And how perfect it is? Because once there is Amir and people took bait upon the Amir's hand and everybody's accepted him, then if he says, This happens. Khalas. Understand? Now, a person can say, well, it was disobedience of Allah. No, the Amir himself, who knew better Quran and Hadith than Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Understand? And who knew better Quran and Hadith than Hazrat Amijah and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu? Who knew better Quran than the Sahabas? They all did. They're all equal in that. Understand? But the whole issue is that when a person is made Amir or in charge, so listen, khalas. And everything will be right, everywhere. This is a very, very big thing. And this is why a person stays in the sohbat of a sheikh, he doesn't have his ego or nafs at all. Whatever the sheikh says, he does. Otherwise, then there's always ego or something inside, because every insan has if a person has somebody over him, if you just listen to your mom and dad, khalas. Listen to your mom and dad, bas, you're successful. Mom, what do you say? Dad, what do you say I have to do? But when you're married with your wife, you can't do that, because then it'll be wrong too. Because you might oppress your wife in that situation. But there's also... So this is our... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has will. We should make dua for the ummah. And when Hazrat Imam Mahdi comes out, then people will be taking bait and things will be happening. We will have a Khalifatul Muslimin, Amir al-Mu'mineen, over the Muslim Ummah again. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's Nuzul will be here. And killed Dajjal too. All these things are going to come, 100%. So a person should, yes, Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast upon deen and make dua all the time for the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us.